RC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
The look that love is out of sight. Two together. All right.
Good evening, guys, gals, and my non-binary pals. This is Dina, and you are listening to Different Circles here on CFRC 101.9 FM or from anywhere at cfrc.ca.
Thank you. j'aime danser. Ich liebe zu tanzen. Tanzen.
Classic, timeless.
What the?
We'll be right back.
not go. Yeah, that's your freedom. You will not go. Yeah, that's your freedom. You will not go. Yeah, that's your freedom. You will not go. And I'll keep digging. I dare to go. I dare to go. I dare to go. I dare to go to the beginning. To the beginning. To the.
The Canadian Human Trafficking Hotline is now live to help victims and survivors get vital social and emergency services. If you need help or want to help stop human trafficking, call 1-833-900-1010.
Welcome back, guys, gals, and my non-binary pals. You've been listening to Different Circles on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. I'm your host, Dina. Thank you, as always, for tuning in. We opened up today's show with Goody Goody, It Looks Like Love from 1978, a 7-inch released by Atlantic Records, backed with Super Jock. I then went into Aged in Harmony, You're a Melody, this time more modern, 2016, so 10 years ago. And this was out of Detroit, Michigan, again, released on 7-inch. This was a set of three, as well a digital release at the time. And then taking it back to 1984, I went with Don Leka, I Wanna Be Myself. And that's from South Africa on the Transistor label, distributed by EMI South Africa. And then I went into Air Power, Be Yourself, a 12-inch single from 1979, AVI Records, backed with Welcome to the Disco. Staying in that disco theme, I went with Dance, 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 the disco version by Marta Acuna. And this 12-inch single came out of the States, this time 1977, backed with a DJ version of the song. This version worked better in the set. It was her only release, and it was made in collaboration with Patrick Adams, a disco, soul, and boogie producer, arranger, writer, and musician. Check out his other releases. Then next up, I went with Sylvester, Over and Over, and this was from 1977, Sylvester, a true queer icon and legacy leaver. This was off his first self-titled album, his first solo album. He had previously released two albums on the Blue Thumb Records, but they were credited to Sylvester and the Hot Band. This was his first disco solo album in a series of three that were recorded and released by Fantasy Records in the late 70s. Over and Over failed to make the same splash as his other songs that he's come to be known for, that he would actually collaborate with Patrick Cowley on. This was written by Ashford and Simpson, a very popular writing duo at the time. And I do often talk about Sylvester, mainly in the context of sharing about Patrick Cowley, who I believe produced some of his best music. So let's take a moment to discuss the collaboration between these two. Sylvester was San Francisco's biggest star and Cowley's muse. Patrick Cowley most famously worked with Sylvester on the ecstatic mega hit You Make Me Feel Mighty Real, and was a pioneer in the genre known as high energy, NRG, the letters, a relentlessly up-tempo variant of disco that gained serious traction, especially in the UK and Europe, and I love it so much. It's really ecstatic, it's full energy, it's really entrancing in this kind of high, up-tempo way, and for the same way that Sylvester, you know, the world was his stage and his presence was larger than life, and why one of the many reasons he's such a queer icon is that he never diminished his expression of self and his identity and was so glamorous and over the top. Patrick Cowley, on the other hand, was much quieter than Sylvester, very on the tech side, experimenting and creating beautiful music in a very analog and futuristic way all at once. I often talk about that when I talk about his cover of Donna Summer's I Feel Love, where he created it in an analog way, but using these synth sounds and kind of creating these dimensions, and a sound that we would come to repeat again and again through more digital means thereafter. Patrick Cowley also started a label called Megatone Records that ran for many years, so check out their releases. Check out Dark Entries right now, a current label that's releasing Patrick Cowley's back catalog. Patrick Cowley's life was cut short in 1982 when he died of AIDS at 32. He was a key presence in the gay San Francisco disco scene, and in the 70s and early 80s when the city had one of the best disco scenes in the world. During the late 1970s, Sylvester gained the nickname of Queen of Disco, and during his life, he attained particular recognition in San Francisco as well, and was awarded the Key to the City, and after his death, he also was inducted into the Dance Music Hall of Fame. In his will, Sylvester had declared that royalties from future sales of his music be devoted to two HIV/AIDS charities, Project Open Hands and the AIDS Emergency Fund. Although Sylvester died deeply in debt as a result of taking advances on his royalties, by the early 90s this debt had been paid off and a balance had begun to build up. Roger Gross, the attorney to Sylvester's manager and the openly gay lawyer who helped him draw up his will, petitioned the probate court to designate the charities as beneficiaries of Sylvester's will. The proceeds of $140,000 accrued in royalties were split between the two groups, and they continue to be paid royalties to this day off of Sylvester's music. So such a beautiful thing that he did with his life, with his legacy, and in the aftermath. Let's talk about the rest of the set. I stayed in the same era for one more song with Clear, K-L-E-E-E-R, I Love to Dance, and that's from their debut album. They're a New York City-based group. It was released in 1979. And then after that, I jump to modern times, but I stay in the world of gay exuberance and excellence and soulfulness. A double bill from K Tronada, Pressure and Dance, 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 Dance. Both of those were off Timeless, the third studio album released by RCA Records on June 7th, 2024. And for those who don't know, K Tronada, Haitian-Canadian musician, producer, and DJ. I love all of his music so much, and I love his performances and the energy that he brings to a dance floor. Starting in 2010, he's done so much. 2016, he released a debut album, 99.9%, so good. And then in 2019, he released its follow-up, Bubba, for which he won two Grammy Awards, including Best Dance Electronic Album. After that, I went with the duo Tush, and the song was called Push 2, and that's from 2025. The album's Heavy Weather, but I saw that a remix EP just came out. Definitely check them out. I love their blend of funk, soul, disco. They're built for the dance floor. Let's close it off with a little bit of Debbie Friday, Bet on Me, Debbie Friday's single from the star of The Queen of Life, Debbie Friday out of Toronto. I love it. Wherever you are, stay safe. Until everybody's free, nobody is free. Happy Pride. Fight back.
The Car Radio isn't the only place where you can listen to CFRC. You can listen anywhere at any time. Listen online at CFRC.ca, on our Android and Apple apps, on Cogeco Cable, Channel 282, and of course, on the dial at 101.9 FM.
Same great show, brand new time slot. The Monday mixtape has moved to Monday morning, 7 a.m., so you can start your work day the right way with me, your host, Jesse Bell, as we are curating a playlist around a central theme each and every single week. Mondays are rough, but you can make them a lot better by tuning into the Monday mixtape, Monday mornings, 7 a.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Oh, hey, Boomer Radio Guy, you're looking pretty good. Long time no see.
Stack them eights, yo-yo. Feel free to let your tongue down and hammer away with words that make you feel good.
Okay, well, I'm not really sure what that means, but now that I've seen you, I wanted to tell you, I got my own radio show. It's on Saturday mornings from 8 till 10. It's called Making Bacon.
Hey, Beaver, the place to get help is on Channel 9, and I'll do a 10-5 about that motion lotion all over this here slab.
I don't know what that means, but I don't think you should be saying stuff like that.
Keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down.
Okay, whoa, okay, look, it's just Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. Check it out, Making Bacon, CFRC 101.9.
Idle talk is a nuisance. Get out there and...